Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight. On this Tuesday, we'll talk Rockridge Rocket football with senior offensive lineman Cam Weinert. He's coming up next on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
Zimmerman Honda is celebrating two big anniversaries. They've now been at their new Moline location 10 years, and they're now entering their 70th year as a car dealer. You've come to know and love Zimmerman's top-of-the-line service department over the years with their professionalism and high-quality service. And of course, customers are always satisfied when buying and leasing vehicles from Zimmerman's. It's no secret why they've excelled for 70 years. See for yourself at Zimmerman Honda in Moline or visit ZimmermanHonda.com.
Zimmerman Honda.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk Rockridge football with Rockridge senior offensive lineman Cam Weinert. All right, let's go back to Friday night. We'll talk about a tale of two halves. Rockets were down 21-7 to arch rival Sherrard at halftime, and they score 28 unanswered points in the second half and win by a score of 35-21. All right, so Cam Weinert, first up, let's talk about the first half of football on Friday night. What wasn't happening for the Rockets offensively?
You know, we just couldn't get it done. We couldn't really run the ball, and we are having problems throwing the ball. But certainly when Connor came in after Jacob got hurt, we started moving the ball. We all kind of got our energy back and really wanted to get it done. But yeah, we were having problems with adjusting to the defense because it wasn't what we practiced all week, but we got it done.
So then we go to halftime, right? Yep. And then the adjustments are made, and we go to the second half. Now, I was talking to Coach Graves in the post game, and I said, well, what happened between the first half and second half? And he said, well, first up, some guy spoke up at halftime, and one of the first people he mentioned was Cam Weinert. Spoke up. So what about a senior and taking that role and having the courage to say, hey, we're down 21-7, guys. What we got to do something different here.
Well, it's like what I told the team. It's like either you really got to want it and you want to win football games or you don't and you're going to lose. And if you want to win football games, you got to be able to adjust to changes in the defense and offense and just get it done.
So then in the second half, you know, you take that opening possession and march it down the field and score, get a three and out, get the football back, and just like that, it's a 21-21 game. You get a pick six by the other Cam on the team, and you're up 28-27. Yep. But from an offensive line standpoint and then kind of the run game Friday night in the second half, what was, if you want to speak to the adjustments or what happened differently, you think, in the second half that was so effective for the Rockets?
You know, I think we, the line ourselves, we kind of got it together and figured out we made some changes with what plays we were running. And then we just had to put a lot of trust in Connor and Alex and even Friermuth to get it done. So we really put a lot of trust in them and expect the same from them for us. And just trusting each other really got it done, I think.
All right, so you mentioned the injury to Jacob Bain, who I understand is not going to be back now with the leg injury. So, man, how can you relate to that? Because you're a senior, and you see that kid, you know, has had such a great year, the first six games of the season, then gets injured in the second quarter Friday night. No question you got to feel bad for a kid like that who – you know, he's going to have to watch the rest of the games, and he's been such an integral part of it here in the 2022 season. What can you tell us, or what do you have to say to a kid like Jacob Bain?
I just got to say it's tough. He works his butt off, and he's a good leader for the team. He's always there if the younger kids need anything. He's just a real big part of the team with being a leader and everything, and obviously he's a great quarterback, and it's going to be tough without him, but you got to put faith in Connor Deem and Peyton Locke for stepping up at whoever's going to play quarterback this coming weeks.
It's the next man up mentality, and I know you probably can speak to that with the offensive line at Rockridge, because I know there's been some adjustments with Dylan Ordery, one of your teammates I know who's been injured. What about, you know, kind of rallying – together? And can you speak to kind of the development of this offensive line unit here in 2022 for the Rockets?
I mean, yeah, we had changes at the beginning of the season. It was just, it's the next man up mentality. It's basically whatever, if somebody gets injured, you got to be ready and know what to do. And there's a lot of kids on the team that are ready for what the game can bring. When Dylan got hurt, it was essentially like I knew that I had to step up and be a big part of the offensive line and be a leader and show that I'm good for the spot.
All right, so we know, you know, high school football goes fast, and you're already down to the eighth week of the season this Friday as you take on Kewaunee. So what about being kind of a senior and enjoying this final season as a Rockridge Rocket? It's probably hard to believe that it's already the eighth week of this season, but does it add a little more to it that you're a senior?
Oh, it definitely does. Just all 4 years working my tail off and just trying to have fun with it. And we really think that we can make a deep run in the playoffs this year. So we're not really worried about these last two games. We're worried about the ones that follow.
All right. And I think this team can make a deep run too. All right, Cam Weinert, I wanted to recognize you up front with that offensive line and the adjustments they made in the second half last Friday. And keep up the good work and enjoy the rest of your senior season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.